Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, July 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of local and regional news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. An Andover roofing expert shares how to tell if your roof has storm damage. Severe weather can cause significant damage to roofs, leaving homeowners worried about potential issues. Patriot Homes, LLC, a roofing expert in Andover, outlines key signs of storm damage to look out for. Exterior indicators include missing shingles, dark patches, and damaged gutters. Interior warning signs of water infiltration include leaks, water stains, and musty odors. Professional assessments are crucial for documenting damage and filing insurance claims. Patriot Homes LLC offers expert evaluation services to identify and address storm-related roofing issues. Contact them at 763-957-2066 for a thorough assessment and protect your property from further damage.
Raise a glass for hope. Healing House's Martini Tour unites community in support of grieving families. Healing House, a nonprofit organization in Louisiana's Acadiana community, is hosting its annual Martini Tour and Gala, featuring innovative martini creations from local businesses. The event, running from June to August, raises funds to support grieving children and families. Cowboy Auctioneer, a key partner, helps raise essential funds for Healing House's mission. Founder Heath Hale expressed his support for the organization's vital role. The Martini Tour and Gala not only raises funds, but also raises awareness about the support Healing House provides. With community support, Healing House continues to make a meaningful difference in the lives of those facing loss. Learn more about the event and how to donate at the Healing House website.
State Roundup. What's next for W. Maryland after FEMA gut punch? DJS says youth assaults against staff soared. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is calling FEMA's decision to deny federal emergency aid to Western Maryland areas hit hard by flooding in May petty, partisan, and punishing. State, federal, and local officials are discussing next steps after the denial. Meanwhile, youth assaults against Department of Juvenile Services employees have soared by 71% over the past 5 years. The agency reported over 700 incidents in that period. Additionally, Maryland electricity users could face up to a 5% increase in costs next summer, except for Baltimore Gas and Electric Co. customers, who may see a decrease in bills. The state is looking to batteries to help with electricity demand, but has faced challenges in getting projects off the ground. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories.
Why hundreds of classic car owners are driving hours to this small Illinois town on August 9th. For almost 5 decades, car enthusiasts have flocked to Freeport, Illinois for the annual Freeport Cruise Night. This year, on August 9th, the tradition continues as classic cars, muscle cars, and hot rods will cruise through the heart of downtown once again. Families from Wisconsin, Iowa, and all over Illinois drive hours to be part of this event that brings together generations of car lovers. Sponsored by J.H. Barkow & Sons, a family-owned business serving the automotive community for 72 years, this year's Cruise Night promises to be a memorable experience. From classic car displays to live music and delicious food, this event is not just about cars. It's about creating lasting memories with loved ones. Save your spot early at freeportcruisenight.com and join the celebration on August 9th at 4 p.m. in Freeport, Illinois. Baltimore by Baltimore Festival Series returns August 2nd with House on the Harbor featuring Collective Minds. The Baltimore by Baltimore Festival Series is back on August 2nd with House on the Harbor, featuring Collective Minds. This waterfront music and maker series showcases Baltimore's best talent, artists, makers, and food vendors at the Inner Harbor Amphitheater. The lineup includes DJs like Wayne Davis, OG, Tommy Davis, Meesh, and Biscuit, Makers and vendors will offer a variety of goods, while local vendors will provide food and drinks. The festival runs from 2 to 8 p.m. and is free to the public. Don't miss the next event on September 6th, curated by Mr. Trash Wheel. For more information, visit waterfrontpartnership.org. Concord Capital Partners acquires 5 multifamily properties in Los Angeles area for $79 million. Concord Capital Partners has acquired a 537-unit, 5-property multifamily portfolio in Los Angeles for $79 million. The properties, located in Koreatown and Hollywood, include iconic buildings such as the Fontenoy, the Langham, the Sir Francis Drake, the Piccadilly, and Park Wilshire. Concord CEO Ruben Robin cited favorable pricing and strong renter demographics as key factors in the acquisition. Chief Investment Officer Jonathan Fema highlighted the historical significance of the properties, which have housed notable figures like Marilyn Monroe. The company plans targeted improvements while preserving the building's integrity. Founded in 2003, Concord specializes in real estate investment and services with over 5,500 residential units and nearly 1 million square feet of commercial space under management. Family Trust Federal Credit Union named Best Credit Union in South Carolina by Forbes. Family Trust Federal Credit Union, based in South Carolina, has been named the Best in State Credit Union by Forbes. This recognition comes alongside their spot on Newsweek's list of America's Best Regional Banks and Credit Unions for 2025, as well as a 5-star rating from Bauer Financial for 28 consecutive quarters. Forbes partnered with Statista to survey 26,000 consumers on trust, customer service, digital tools, financial advice, and fee transparency. The survey results, along with over 500,000 online reviews, determined the rankings. Family Trust's president and CEO, Ryan Harvey, expressed gratitude for the honor, attributing it to the team's dedication and compassion in serving members and the community. With over 55,000 members and 8 branches, Family Trust offers a range of financial services to help individuals achieve their goals.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.